Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of concern coming out of the opener, understandably so. The question becomes, is it because they're doomed or can they get better? Can they get better moving forward? There's a lot of evidence that I think the people that are running this team are pretty sharp. But we'll see. We'll see if they can get it done. Gator, you ready to hear the best of what Dan Campbell told the morning show?
I am.
All right. So big concern people have is the pass rush. It wasn't exactly, it didn't impact the game, didn't impact Jordan Love, didn't get him off his mark, didn't give him very many pressures, barely touched him. So where will the pass rush come from with Hutch getting double teamed a lot? Here's what Dan Campbell told our morning show. So I was actually pretty damn surprised at the secondary. I thought they'd be better than they were. And I'm not thrilled about a lot that went down, but that was something I thought had a chance to be a strength. And I didn't think they stood out as special really in any way.
No, I don't think they did either. In fact, I mean, the things that stand out are the mistakes. They had the deep pass that was completed like 40 yards on that play, and like how did that happen? How does a guy get that open? There were penalties that were taken, too many penalties that were taken, and then you've got the play that Branch has the interception, but it's called back because of defensive holding. It's just too many errors, but it's stuff that's clean that you can clean up though. I'm encouraged by that. Terrion Arnold coming out of the game with a groin injury, though they don't think it's anything serious. We don't know if he's going to miss the game on Sunday or not. I always worry about groin injuries and hamstrings and quads because those are things that can linger. You don't want those to linger. I don't know what the best route to take is with that. Do you rest him as much as you can to get him 100% or do you play him and he plays through it? I don't know, but it's that's concerning. Because he's a guy that's counted on. We were really hoping to see him take that big leap from year one to year two.
All right.
He still can.
More here from Dan Campbell. You heard him say guys have one-on-ones. We got to win them. Do you have the guys that can win those one-on-ones? Here is what Dan Campbell said. So again, who is in charge here? New defense coordinator, new D line coach. It's fair to wonder if they can, get things done. Last year, Aaron Glenn took a defense of second stringers and guys off the street, and they did enough to go 15-2. Like the more you think about that, the more it just comes across to me as completely remarkable. And so it's not to say that they can't do it with this group, which is healthier than they were at the end of last year, but they certainly didn't do it in week one.
No, but I like what he had to say, but you can get pressure for, it's not just dependent on the edge rushers getting home. You can get pressure up the middle and you can push that pocket back into the quarterback and see if he then, you know, goes outside and gets eaten up by the pass rushers there. But Tyreek Williams and DJ Reader are a big part of this defense. And I think they did a real nice job as a whole in stopping the run and plugging things up the middle. And they'll eventually get some pressure too. I think that's one of the reasons they like Tyreek Williams is because he is a guy that can get some pressure. That's what Aleem McNeil did so well. It was turning into this great player before our eyes. He got better every year and unfortunately had the injury last year, and you're hoping that he comes back sooner than later, but it seems like it's going to be later. But that's the type of player that they need. They need desperately to get that pressure up the middle if they're not going to get it from the edge rusher.
I feel like this is a soundbite that most people are talking about when asked, okay, what is most correctable going into the next game? What are your priorities? What needs to get better? Here's Dan Campbell.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what's crazy about that is I don't know how you can be like so bad with the fundamentals. Like if it truly is fundamentals, how did they get so bad, or how did they appear to be so bad on Sunday? Like I don't get that. You work on that stuff pretty much year round, stances and hand placement and first step.
Splits and all that, yeah.
Yeah. How can it be a high priority going into, I don't get it, but I also don't think Dan Campbell's lying.
No, I don't think he is
either. And I
don't
think they were lazy in the offseason.
No, and I think part of the fundamentals is also just knowing what your assignment is. You know, that's something that doesn't show up as, hey, here's take a snapshot from, you know, press level and take a look at how you're lined up. It has nothing to do with.
That's fair, because you know what goes out the window when you're out of position is, If you had a wrong read or took a wrong step, your fundamentals go out there. Like, I'll give you an example. I remember talking to a coach once in the middle of a season where there was a lot of criticism of the team's ability to tackle. He said, there's nothing wrong with our tackling. I said, it doesn't look that way. And he said, we need to get guys in the right place. One of the reasons why the tackling looks so bad is because people are reaching with their arms because they're not where they're supposed to be. So instead of being where they're supposed to be, like filling the gap, they are, you know, taking on a blocker and now they're trying to tackle while getting blocked, or they're out of position and they're diving in somebody. And so the tackling isn't the issue. It's where we are on the field that's the issue that makes it look like it's bad tackling. So, I mean, I guess that makes some sense. All right. What do they emphasize to get the run game going? And should you have played the young guards in particular more during the preseason? Two more questions that the Morning Show had for Dan Campbell. Hear what he had to say. Also coming up later this hour, another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That? It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Great to be with you on a Tuesday. Sun's out and shining here in Detroit. The sun did indeed come up yesterday and today, following Sunday's Lions loss. And look, it was ugly. It was absolutely ugly. Dan Campbell joined the Morning Show, asked some very pointed questions about, you know, how this thing gets better, What do you do to emphasize, what do you need to emphasize to get the run game going is one of the questions, because they did not run the ball effectively at all. Here's what Dan Campbell had to say.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.